So NXP Semiconductor, one you know I bought because, as you know, it has to meet all of these criteria, value, growth, income. All of these top five boxes have to be green for it to be eligible. Value, growth, income, croaky. And you can see how people get and why fund managers perform so poorly. Look at all the ones which don't tick those boxes, i.e. so many companies are not undervalued, are not growing, are not generating cash return on capital invested, which, as we know from the research from Goldman Sachs Wealth Management, is critical for a return. Don't have any persistence coming from momentum, and therefore having to rely increasingly on luck, or are incredibly poor performers with high volatility and miss it significantly. Or similarly with Alpha, just don't outperform the market either. So this one hit our numbers and we continue holding it. And when we finesse that down, we look to hold for 12 months, of course, as you know, because we want unripened fruit, which then rises, becomes overripened, and then we exit before it falls off the tree and becomes rotten. And as we know with many companies, they can rise and then they fall back. That's what happens. The mistake many people make is they think, oh, I know, I'll just buy and hold forever. Let's just teach you that lesson as well. And Meta's a good example where people make that classic mistake. Oh, I'll just buy and hold. It comes back anyway. Look, Alpesh, it came back. If you'd bought there, it still came back. So we're fine. You and I did the same. No, you didn't. Because we have an exit rule, which is if it drops X, sell Y, but even more importantly, if it drops there, crosses below its own moving average to exit. And because we had to hold cash in most of 2023, we didn't get that loss of 80%. Why did we enter there? Well, that was on the approved filtered list. Again, value, growth, income, cash flow, Sortino, and momentum was rising, which is fine, but it wasn't falling, but it ticked all the other boxes. So we got that. So we got, over those 2 years, 250%. You got 0%. Buy and hold got you 0% over 2 years. Whereas that got us 250. Now you might say, wait a minute, that's timing the market, isn't it? That's dangerous. Well, no, it happened once in a bloody 6 years, for God's sake. But more importantly, the problem with trying to time the market is not having any objective measurement by which to do it. Ours is very simple. If it drops X, sell Y, or if you see that, i.e. overbought, falling, crosses its own moving average. Overbought, falling, crosses its own moving average. Right? Very simple. That's monthly. That's a monthly chart. Okay? That's monthly. This is weekly. That's monthly. Right? Simple. And you're holding for 12 months in any event. There's a big difference when it comes to buy and hold between 0% and 250%. People are rubbish at maths. I thought I better point that out. So NXP, continue liking and continue holding. It was also on the list. Qualcomm, I continue holding and continue liking. It was also on our value growth income list. ServiceNow, great investments, members only. You've made over 100%. Have a look at the private broadcast on that. That was a special situation from last year. Same with special situations. Hold for 12 months. Netflix, not one I own, but like I said, bellwether. It's one which is popular, so I'm discussing it. It is now starting to get a bit overbought, but as I said, it continues. That was first I started talking about it here. Now, several points I made for it. One is to show that I can't buy everything, so I didn't buy it, still don't own it. But you can buy it after a good set of results because the momentum was strong. And because the momentum was strong, it was perfectly fine to buy it. And of course, it's done incredibly well. Ignore this. I need to tell the team to remove some of those projections that they're putting on because they're getting a bit carried away. PayPal, one which shows that actually you can have momentum which is low, oversold, and price doesn't go up. And that's because if you were to look at that today, it won't tick all the value, growth, income boxes. So what I'm saying is don't rely on momentum alone. Don't look at valuation alone because that might suggest, oh, it's undervalued, we should buy it. Well, if it hasn't got growth, it's not going to be able to go up if it hasn't got growth. Okay, and that didn't have. So that's why it couldn't go up. Have a look. More to come. Don't worry. Million views. I've done a few more videos this week. I think I've done about four on various different pension companies on my YouTube channel, arpeshpatel.com/links. He's added them here. General Electric. Now, this is an example of a company from a hedge fund, or picked by hedge funds, popular amongst those. I said no. but it's shot up since. There's more ways to skin a cat. I still think it's overbought, but I wanted to show that because I actually thought I was going to be right and the hedge funds were going to be wrong. They were right. It's shooting up. One of the things you learn about in investing is you might sound like you've got an ego, but honestly, don't have an ego. Otherwise, I would have killed those charts. This is also popular with hedge funds. I don't have it. And I think it's a good one with the hedge fund. The other one I didn't think was so good. This one I think is a good one because of the momentum and also, well, not because they all think it's a buy. But yeah, not one I own. Okay. Also, what you want to do is be on my TikTok. We've now got over 300,000 followers. And I said a million views on YouTube and a blue tick at last. Beware of fake accounts nicking my image, nicking my videos and trying to engage in conversations with you. I don't engage in one-to-one conversations with people privately on TikTok. If I do a one-to-one, it'll be on the comments. I'll literally say it. And I don't try and then get you into opening some kind of brokerage account ever. Okay. Or crypto or some crap like that. So just be careful. YouTube. Here we go. We've got a whole playlist on why your pension's performing poorly. So do have a look at that. I'm a top voice on LinkedIn, so please do have a look at that. A whole bunch of client reviews on alpeshpatelreviews.com as well. Please check out the data and information. Lots of free stuff, including free download of my book. My book out of 18, but my book on campaignforamillion.com as well. I've got a few more seconds. What else should I cover in all of this? Don't forget, this is part three of the weekly stock market update, and it's the public one. The private one's on the Telegram channel, the private Great Investments Program Telegram channel, which has got 107 odd things on it, slides on it, so watch out for that one. Okay, I will actually show you something else. What I want to show you is this. Okay, two years out of seven, you might be waiting before investing. Generally, I'm invested because the markets generally go up. Should they stop doing that, then we all better look for another job, hadn't we? Now, in terms of holding periods, generally 12 months, blanket rule, if it drops 25% from the high, then sell. But sometimes you might sell sooner if your risk appetite changes. What might cause it to change? If the price is overbought, the MACD is overbought, the momentum basically, or you watch my broadcast and you think, oh my God, no. So that's where we are. Thank you very much.